This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. More on fiscal policy, by the way, coming up from former Chairman Bernanke here in just a second. You don't have to look, though, all that hard to see the economic damage this pandemic is doing, right? Businesses are closing. People are losing their jobs. But at some point, and look, we do not know when that's going to be yet, but at some point, this will be over and we will come out the other side. But then what happens? Because consumers drive 70% of this economy, as we tell you from time to time, or before this, they did at least. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams spent some time today looking at how much of that consumer demand we can expect to bounce back.
Some demand will come back when this is all over. People who put on hold buying a needed dishwasher or replacing worn-out shoes. But that doesn't work for everything.
Do we go out to restaurants or bars three times as often when this is over?
Ben Jones is a professor at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern. Short answer, no.
You can defer the TV, the couch, the home repair, the car, but a lot of the demand that's lost on the service side is lost permanently.
Some consumer demand is still strong, things like groceries. But Marie Driscoll at CoreSite Research says even there, coronavirus has already left a lasting effect on the consumer economy.
So when this is over, you probably will see changed habits in terms of the way people shop for food, because they will have gotten used to getting a certain amount of their food and staples online that they weren't doing before.
CoreSite Research found about 60% of consumers expect the COVID-19 disruptions to last 3 to 4 months. 20% think it will be 5 months or longer. What happens to consumer demand after that depends on what the economy looks like then. Karen Harris is managing director of the Macro Trends Group at Bain & Company.
Will they feel as confident buying a new home, getting a 7-year loan on a car, getting new furniture and appliances?
Jones at Northwestern says the market economy will eventually rebalance, but
the longer that we stay in the off mode, the harder it is to turn that switch up and expect the lights just to come back on.
Because shutting down a business and an economy is a lot easier than getting it going again. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.